Today's Shi'ez Masechta Baba Kama Daf Ayin Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, the second line. We learned in the Mishnah, Gonach V'Tavach B'Yom Kippurim, that if somebody did a Tvicha, somebody shechted an animal that he stole on Yom Kippur, he's Chayiv Dalad V'Hei. Ask the Gemara, Amri, Amai, why should he be Chayiv Dal V'Hei? Nedik Tali Leka. There is no chiv misa for doing a shechit on Yom Kippur. However, malchus mi'ika, there's a chiv malchus for being mechal the yontif. The kaimelon, and we know because of the concept of kimle b'derabim nei dein loike mishalim, that one doesn't get a chiv malchus and a chiv to pay the dal v'hei simultaneously. Amri answers the Gemara, Hamani, who is the tan of our Mishnah? Remeihi, that holds like a mishalim, that one can get malchus and be chayiv for payment for the same aveira. Ask the Gemara if we're going to say that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Remeihi feel a tavach b'shabbos, then the halacha should be that even if one did a shechita b'shabbos, that he's chayiv misa for chil shabbos and he's chayiv dal v'hei, he should be chayiv both. Because it seems that we're learning that Rameya doesn't subscribe to the concept of Kimlei B'drabanei. And yet, as we're going to learn in a Mishnah later in our Perek, the Mishnah clearly teaches us that if one did Tvicha B'Shabbos, since he's Chayiv Misa for Chil Shabbos, he's not Chayiv Dal V'Hei. V'Chi Teima, and if you'll suggest, like a Mishalim Islei, Mes Mishalim Leslei, the Rameya only doesn't subscribe to the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei when it's a question, as we began this year, of Malchus and Tashlumim. However, when it's a question of Misa and Tashlumim, Rameya will subscribe to the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei. For Tanya, we learned V'Loi. Is that true? For Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Ganav atov b'Shabbos. If somebody did both a gnev and a tefich on Shabbos, so he's chayiv for chil Shabbos and he's chayiv dal v'hei. Ganav atov l'avodah zara, or he did a tefich of avodah zara, so he's chayiv misa for worshipping avodah zara and he's also chayiv dal v'hei. Or ganav shor hanisko v'tovchoy, a shor that was condemned to be killed, that even though the animal has no value. In all of these cases, Mishalim Ab V'Chamesha Divremeya. So we see here that even though there's a Chiv Misa, Tvicha B'Shabbos, Tvicha L'Avodah Zarah, yet Remeya says that Yechayiv Dal V'Hei. So we see that Remeya doesn't subscribe to the concept, it seems, of Kimlei B'Drabanei, V'Chomim Poitrim, but the Chomim do say Kimlei B'Drabanei. So Remeya holds that we do say, we never say Kimlei B'Drabanei. So we never say Kimlei B'Drabanei. How, if we're saying that the Mishnayis of our Perek follow the opinion of Remeya, why does the Mishnah teach us later in our Perek that Gonach V'Tovach B'Shabbos is Potter from Dal V'Hei, ostensibly because of Kimlei B'Drabanei, when Remeya, who is the Tan of our Perek, doesn't subscribe to the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei? And Rishonim point out, it's not to say that the Gemara means that Remei totally does not subscribe to the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei. As we've learned, Kimlei B'Drabanei is a concept midaraisa. What the Gemara means is that here, with a chiyuv tashlum, it's not a chiyuv mamon, it's not a chiyuv that a person is obligated to someone else. It's a chiyuv knas. Dal v'hei is a knas. There Remei will perhaps not subscribe to the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask, why does the Gemara have to teach us, when it brings the Braisa, the opinion of the Chachamim, the Chachamim Poitrim? The question now, Gemara, is actually a question regarding Ramei's opinion. What is Ramei's opinion regarding Kimlei B'Drabanei, regarding Misa V'Tashlumim? Why does the Gemara have to quote the opinion that Rabbanan, obviously, Poitrim, obviously we know the Rabbanan hold of Kimlei B'Drabanei. So the Pnei Arya answers a very nice teretz. He says, if we wouldn't have the opinion of the Chachamim, we would say that perhaps the reason Gonach v'tovach b'Shabbos is chayiv dal v'hei, because the Brice is referring to a situation where the person was not mechuyiv misa. Let's say he was mechal Shabbos b'mezid, but there was no hasra. And that's why Ramey says he's chayiv dal v'hei. But it could well be that if indeed he did the Chil Shabbos in a fashion for which he would be chayiv misa, Ramey would indeed say Kimle b'drabimene. Says the Gemara that that's not Shana Rameya, because the Chamim say that it's Potter. Why do Chamim say you Potter on Dal Vehei? Because you Chayiv Misa for the Chil Shabbos. So obviously it's a real Chil Shabbos. And because it's a real Chil Shabbos, the Chachamim are going to say Kimle B'Drabbanei. And Rameya obviously holds that we don't say Kimle B'Drabbanei. Amri answers the Gemara Bamine Dehi. We can't bring a Raya from that case. The Hitmar law, we've learned, Amr of Yaakov, Amr of Yochanan, Vamalei Amr of Yirmiyo, Amr of Shimba Lokish, Reb Avin, the Rebbe Law, the Kol Chavrus Mishmei, the Reb Yochanan Amri, that's referring to Toiveich Alidei Acher. That the Shechita wasn't done by the same individual who's the Ganef. There's one individual who's the Ganef, and he had somebody else shecht on his behalf. So therefore, he won't be chayiv misa v'chil Shabbos. He didn't do any shechita. It's the other person, the shaychit, who's going to be chayiv the misa v'chil Shabbos, and the ganef will be chayiv the dal v'hei. Ask the Gemara v'chizoy chayte v'zem is chayiv. But this is very difficult to understand. If this person is not the person who did the shechita, somebody else did the shechita, why is he chayiv? Don't we have a concept of ein shliach b'dvar aveira? Amarava says the Gemara shani hacha. Here it's different. Even though normally we know the halacha is that ein shliach l'dvar aveira, here if somebody stole and somebody else did the shechita, still the ganef will be the one that's chayiv dal v'hei. Damakra, because the pasuk says v'tafchay u'macharay. Ma mechira al yidei acher. Mechira by definition means that it was done through more than one individual. You need to have a seller and a buyer. Af tficha al yidei acher. The Torah being makish tficha to mechira teaches us that even if it wasn't the ganef who did the actual shechita, still the halacha will be that he will be chayiv dal v'hei. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. However, there are Rishonim who question Rashi's Pshat, because they say that by Tficha, by Mechira, the buyer and seller are both actually party to this transaction. You need a buyer and you need a seller. By Tficha, you don't necessarily need a different person to do the Shechita. So how can we compare the tficha that's done by an outside individual, that's done by the shaykhid who has nothing to do with the actual transaction, to the buyer and seller of a mechira? So that's why other rishonim explain that what the Gemara means, mat mechira idei acher, doesn't mean a buyer and a seller. It means that a mechira is done, in those days particularly, all transactions were typically done through a broker. So ma mechira idei acher, if the mechira is done through an outsider, the broker, it's still considered a mechira. Here too, if the tvicha was done by another individual, still the ganuf will be the one that's chayiv the dal vehei. The Beir Shmuel Tana, that how do we know that tvicha that's done al yidei acher is considered a tvicha for which the ganuf will be chayiv dal vehei? He says because the pasuk says oi. L'rabbis is a shliach. The Torah says the extra word oi. The Bechizkiya Tana, the Torah uses the words tachas l'rabbis as a shliach, that a shliach that does the tficha, still the ganef will be chayiv dal v'hei. And as the Rishonim explain, the Bechizkiya did not want to learn from the word oi, because as we learned earlier in the parak, we learned from the word oi that you chayiv for tficha or mechira, you don't have to have both. So that's why he learned from the word tachas. The Beir Shmuel said, if the point was to teach us that you have to have either tvich or mechira, we could have learned it from the word vav. Since the Torah says oi, it's come to teach us both dinim. Both that you don't have to have both tvicha and mechira to be chayiv, and that the tvicha idei achar is considered a tvicha. The reason the Beir Shmuel did not want to learn from the word tachas, because as we've learned early in the perek, there are other halachas that we learn from the word tachas, so it wasn't available to teach us this halacha. So the way we're understanding, the Gemara is explaining right now, that if the shliach shechted the animal on Shabbos, the shliach will be chayiv misa for chil Shabbos, and the ganef will be chayiv the dal v'hei. Says the Mishnah Lamelech that the only time we apply this case is when the ganef told the shliach to shlecht the animal. But if the ganef instructed the shliach to shecht the animal on Shabbos, specifying then to shecht on Shabbos, then the halacha will be that he's not chayiv for dal v'hei, because then we will apply the general rule of ein shliach ledvei aveira. Because, he says, since one doesn't have the right, the power, to appoint a shliach to mechal Shabbos, the entire shlichus is void, and the shliach's action in this case is not attributable to the mishaleach. And therefore, the mishaleach will not be chayiv dal v'hei. Only when the shganef did not specify to the shliach when to shecht the animal is our Gemara teaching us that if the shliach went and shechted it on Shabbos, the ganef will be chayiv the dal v'hei, and the shliach will be chayiv for the chil Shabbos. Maskula mezutra, asra zutra, mi kamidi. Is it possible? Di of an ihu, loy mechayiv. If he would have done it himself, if the ganef would have shechted this animal on Shabbos, he would not be chayiv. Because we would say Kimleib the Ramane. He's chayiv misa for chil Shabbos, and therefore he's not chayiv dal vehei for the shchita. And now, vavet shliach, when we have a shliach, he will be chayiv? Answers the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi, hasan lam shum dem lam chayiv hu, ela de Kimleib the Ramane. What the Gemara answers is a very important answer in understanding the concept of Kimleib the Ramane. And what the Gemara is saying is, then we view the situation of Kimleib de Rabbi Menei, it doesn't mean that, let's speak about the case that we're learning, that if somebody shechts, if a ganef shechts the animal on Shabbos, Kimleib de Rabbi Menei teaches us that he doesn't have to pay dal v'hei. It's not to say that he's entirely exempt. He really is chayv dal v'hei. Just the Torah says we can't administer two punishments for one maisa aveira. But of course he's chayv. Theoretically, and not just theoretically, he's really did an aveira for which there's a chiv of dalad vehei, and therefore he, if he did both, would not be b'chayv dalad vehei. But the oinish of dalad vehei certainly does exist. Ask the Gemara if that's the way we're explaining the brisa. V'b'toveich ayidei acher my tamad the rabbanon the patri. So how do we understand the opinion of the rabbanon that say that if somebody that that if it was geshachted on Shabbos by a shliach, there won't be a chiyuv dal v'hei amri man chachamim. Who is the opinion that we're quoting here? It's the opinion of Rav Shimon. The Omar shchita shein aruya lo shma shchita. Rav Shimon's opinion is that any shchita shein aruya is not considered a valid shchita, and as the Gemara will explain, our Mishnah teaches us Rav Shimon's opinion that way, because in the Mishnah we learned that Rav Shimon held if somebody shechted it, if a ganef shechted and the animal was treifa or was chulin ba'azara, it was a shechita sheneruya and there's no chiv of dal v'hei. Here too the Gemara is saying that the shechita of Shabbos is not considered a shechita haruya, as the Gemara explains now. Ask the Gemara, Amri Bishlam avoid the zar v'shar nisko. We could understand why the shkita sheneruya. If an animal was slaughtered for avodah zarah, or if it's an animal that was condemned to be killed, so it's not edible, so it's a shchita sheneruya. El Shabbos, isn't Shabbos shchita haruyahi? Wouldn't Shabbos be considered shchita haruya? The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, hashoychit b'Shabbos u'b'yom kippurim, even though he did it a very for which he's chay misa shchitasoi kshera, the animal may be eaten. So the Gemara's question is, on Shabbos it's considered a shchita aruya. So if we're following the way the Gemara is explaining the Braisa, that it wasn't the ganef who did the shchita, it was somebody else who did the shchita, so we should have here a case that the shchita is a shchita aruya. And that's why the ganef will be chay for chil Shabbos, and the shoychit will be chay for chil Shabbos, and the ganef should be chay of dal v'hei. Why do rabbanim say that they're potter? So Mefarshim ask, why is this considered a shchita aruya? Somebody who's mechal Shabbos b'mezid is a mumer, and we know that the halach is that a shchita of a mumer is not considered a valid shchita. So some say, the Rosh says, that the chiyuv of shchit of the din, that a mumer, that somebody becomes a mumer and the shchita is not a valid shchita, is only if he shechted a number of times in Shabbos. The first time that somebody shechts on Shabbos, he isn't considered a mumer, that we would consider his shchita to be an invalid shchita. Another pshat that I saw is that the Achiezer says that in order to be considered a mumer lahachis, and that the shchita of such an individual should not be considered a valid shchita, the halach is that he has to do something which is considered a malach on Shabbos. To be considered, as we have explained many times, a malach on Shabbos, the malacha has to be done in a constructive rather than in a destructive manner. So now, if somebody is shechting on Shabbos, if his shechita, because he's a mumer, is not considered a valid shechita, then the act of shechita is not a constructive act, it's a destructive act. He's just killing the animal and it's not going to be fit to eat. So what says the Achiezer, that somebody who shechs an animal in Shabbos cannot be labeled a mumer until he completes the shechita. Because if we're going to say he's a mumer as soon as he begins to shecht, then the shechita would be invalid because it would be a mekalkel. Now, if a shechita is considered a valid act until the end of the shechita. Now we have a valid shechita, and that's why we can't say that the shechita is invalid because it was done by Mechal Shabbos. Again, the Mefarshim ask, as we discussed in the previous year, that don't we have a rule, the Kol Milsa D'Amar Rachmana Loi Savid, Yavid Loi Mahani, that anything that Torah said that one's not allowed to do, that's illegal to do if he did it, it doesn't have any effect. So the Achroinim ask, and therefore why should this shechita be considered a valid shechita? It's a shechita that was done in Shabbos and should be a Ovid Loi Mahani. So one teretz is that, as we said in the name of the Shara Melech, that's only when the actual act is Osir. But when the actual act is not the Isir, this is because of the day, like in our case, it's Shabbos which causes the Isir, then we don't say this claw, rule of Kom Nelsa D'Amar Rachman Loi Savid, a Ovid Loi Mahani. Another teretz that the Shach suggests is that we only say this rule on an act that's never permissible. But an act which is sometimes permissible and sometimes not permissible, we don't say this rule. And here, it's only on Shabbos where the Shechita is not permitted. During the week, obviously, Shechita is permitted. Another teretz that the Mefarshim say, as we learned in the previous year, that the only time that we say is by applying that concept we will undo the Aveira. But here we're not undoing the Aveira, because once the Shechita was done, the Aveira has been done, so we don't apply this concept. Rabbi Kivager gives one more teretz. He says that the only time we apply this concept is when it refers to a specific Aveira. Here it's not a specific Aveira. Here's the Aveira of Chil Shabbos. And there we don't say the klal of Kamilstom Rachman Oy Savri of Loy Mahani. So the Gemara's question again is, why, according to the Chamin, is somebody potter if somebody else did the Shechita? Is the Ganef potter from Dalvehei if somebody else did the Shechita on Shabbos? Amri answers the Gemara, Savlak Rav Yochanan Sandler. The Tana of our Mishnah holds like Rav Yochanan Sandler. The Tana of the Braisa, who are identifying as Rav Shimon, holds like Rav Yochanan Sandler. The Tanya, Hamavash b'Shabbos, if somebody cooks food on Shabbos, and there's a Machlokes Achrayim, when we speak about Melecha Shabbos, does it, and which is going to be the subject we're going to discuss now for a couple of moments, does it refer to all Melecha Shabbos? Or it only speaks to a Melecha Shabbos where it affects changing an item? The Chai Adam wants to suggest that it only affects like Hamavashal, where you take a raw piece of food and you cook it. But when we're talking about a situation where it doesn't change something, these halachas don't apply. Most Achroinim disagree with the Chai Adam and say that the halacha applies under all situations. So in Vashal B'Shabbos, the halacha is B'Shoigig Yoichel. If he did it b'shogeg, he could eat the food on Shabbos himself, on Shabbos itself, and certainly anybody else could eat that food. B'mezid lo yoichel. But if it was done b'mezid, he can't eat the food, and nor may anyone else eat that food until Matzah Shabbos, the time b'chdei shiyasa. B'chdei shiyasa is the amount of time it takes to prepare the food. That means, if bread were baked on Shabbos b'mezid, according to Rameyer, and it takes, let's say, 2 hours to bake the bread, according to Rameyer, the person who baked the bread and anyone else could eat the bread on Matzah Shabbos after the amount of time it takes to bake the bread. Rabbi Yehuda is a little more stringent. B'shoigig yoichel, b'matzah Shabbos. If he did it b'shoigig, he could eat the food Matzah Shabbos after the time of B'chdei Shiyasa. And actually, the Rishonim explained, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same din will apply to anyone else. B'mezid lo yoichel olamis. However, if it was done b'mezid, he may never eat the food. Other people may eat the food on Matzah Shabbos after B'chdei Shiyasa. There's a machloikas ha'achroinim in understanding the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which the Mishnah Berurah says is the accepted opinion l'halacha, unless it's a shas atchak. And if it's a shas atchak, then Mishnah Berurah says we could follow the opinion of Rameya. What would be the halacha regarding not the person himself? Rabbi Yehuda clearly says the person who baked the bread on Shabbos b'mezid may never eat that bread. Somebody else could eat the bread, Rabbi Yehuda clearly teaches us, on Matzah Shabbos after the Zman of B'chdei Shiyasu. What would be the halacha if it's someone else, but the bread was baked specifically for that individual? Do we consider that individual the same as the person who baked the bread, and he will never be able to eat that bread? Or do we consider that individual like anyone else that could eat the bread on Matzah Shabbos after B'chdei Shiyasu? The Magen Avraham brings down two opinions, a machloikis, how do we treat the person that the baked bread was baked on his behalf. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah discusses a situation where a person bakes b'mezid on Shabbos, and not only does he bake b'mezid on Shabbos, the Ksav Sofer says that if somebody bakes regularly, he's mechal Shabbos on a regular basis on behalf of other people, the Ksav Sofer wants to suggest, it's a chumrah of the Ksav Sofer, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, no one will ever be allowed to eat that bread from the individual. who baked it on Shabbos. However, the Paiskim say that even if we take on the Chumrah of the Ksav Sofer, that says that if somebody has a bakery and every Shabbos he bakes b'mezid, then you're not allowed to eat from that bread on Matzah Shabbos even after Bechdei Shiasa. However, the Paiskim say, now let's say there is such a bakery and I go to the store and I don't know the bread that I'm buying was a bread baked on Shabbos or was a bread baked during the week. So the Paiskim say, since Roiv of the week is not Shabbos, so we have a Roiv that this food was not made with Chil Shabbos, coupled with the fact that the entire opinion of the Ksav Sofer is really a Chumrah, we could be Mekel and buy the bread. However, there's an interesting tshuva from the Stipler, which the Chazon Ish asked him to write. There was a cement factory in Eretz Yisrael which was open on Shabbos. And the question was, could you buy cement from that factory? Again, if we follow the opinions that we just stated, even if it's usher, even if we follow the opinion of Ksav Sofer, but most of the cement was produced during the week, so we ought to be makel. The Stipler, however, wanted to suggest that there's another concern. If we're going to be makel, it's sort of encouraging the cement, the owners of this factory, to remain open in Shabbos. For they see no downside, they see no loss in being open on Shabbos. And it may fall under the category of Messiah Yeladei Oivra Aveira. However, most Paiskim disagree with this opinion and don't apply the concept of Messiah in this case. And it's interesting that Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that this tshuva, even though his father wrote it at the request of the Chazon Ish, he never allowed it to be reprinted. It could well be that the Stipler himself wasn't quite certain if we should apply this chumrah. Now we get to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler Oivmer. However, b'shoigig yoichel matzah Shabbos, if it was baked b'shoigig, it could be eaten with matzah Shabbos after b'chtei shiaso only lacherim v'loy loy b'mezid lo'eichel olamis. But if it was cooked, if food was made in Shabbos, no one may ever eat it loy loy v'loy acherim. So now we have a way of understanding the opinion of the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim hold that the Shechita, Rav Shimon holds that the Shechita of Shabbos is a Shechita Shein Aruya. Ask the Gemara, my time to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, what's the basis of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's opinion? Says the Gemara, Kedorosh Rav Chiyah Pischa Debein Nesiyah, Vishmatim is a Shabbos Ki Kodesh Yilochem, Ma Kodesh, we know the food that's Kodshim is Osa Bachila, Af Masa Shabbos are Surim Bachila. Ask the Gemara, Ima Kodesh Osa Bahano, if we're going to compare Maisa Shabbos to Kodesh, should we not say that just like Kodesh may not, one can't have any benefit from it, Af Masa Shabbos should be Osa Bahano, Tamaloymer Lochem, Shlochem Yehei, that you're allowed to have a no from it, and therefore it could be sold, even according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it could be sold or given to a non-Jew. Yochel Afil B'shoigig, should we say that Rabbi Yochanan, who's stringent regarding Maisa Shabbos, should even be stringent that if the Malach was done B'shoigig, Tamalaymer Mechalalea Mois Yumas B'meizra Ma'atil Cha V'loi B'shoigig. This thing was only said B'meizid, not B'shoigig. And the Paiskim make a very interesting observation. They say the Gemara just taught us in explaining the opinion of Yochanan Sandler that there is no Isser Hanah, and with the rice it's only also B'mezid, not B'shoigig. Yet when we learned the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, we find that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler was Machmer B'shoigig. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler said B'shoigig Yochel Matzah Shabbos Lacherim V'loy Loy. By Hanah, we don't find that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler is Machmer. Even why? So Mefarshim explained, and this is a concept that we find in a lot of areas in Halacha. The Chachamim have a right to make Zeris. Not only do they have a right to make Zeris, many times we find that the Chachamim make Zeris. When the Chachamim make Zeris, they only make a Zeris where the Torah doesn't make a statement that something is mutter. For example, in our Gemara, even though we're learning from the Pasuk that B'shoigig gets mutter, The Torah doesn't specify that it's mutter b'shogeg. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler has the right to say, I'm going to make a gzera, the b'shogeg, everybody else can only eat it on Motzei Shabbos, and the baker can never eat it. However, when it comes to Issar Hanah, where the Torah specifies, Shlochem Yehei, that you're allowed to have Hanah, there Rabbi Yochanan Sandler isn't machmer. Because the Chachamim cannot be machmer explicitly against something that the Torah explicitly says that it's mutter. So here we see that if somebody does melacha on Shabbos, it's not osur b'hanah. And the question comes up, I saw a tshuva from Moshe. Let's say somebody, unfortunately, is a mechal Shabbos, and he turned on the light in a room. Could someone else go into that room and have hanah from the light? So the Paiskim actually want to make a distinction. If the person is going to use the light for Dvar Mitzvah, to learn or daven, there we have a concept of mitzvahs, lav lahenes netnu, and there we could be more lenient. But Rav Moshe says, even if the person is going into the room not for Dvar Mitzvah, there is, as we just learned in the Gemara, no Isser Hanah, and he ostensibly can use the light even not for Dvar Mitzvah. However, Rav Moshe says that a Baal Nefesh, somebody who acts properly, Yachmer, and should not have Hanah from the direct Chil Shabbos that somebody did on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Pligibar Rav Acha Ravina. And most Rishonim say what this Gemara means now is that the Machloikas HaMeroim Rav Acha Ravina is how to understand the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. Chadomer, one explains that Rabbi Yochanan Sandler's opinion is the Mas Shabbos, the Issa to have Hanah from Chil Shabbos, is Issa Deraisa. The Chadomer, and the other one says the Mas Shabbos, this have to have Hanah, this to benefit from something that involves Chil Shabbos to the Rabbonim. Man Dama Daraisa, Kedamaran. He learns the pasuk as he says, Ki Kodesh He. Man Dama Rabbonin, Amakra Kodesh He Kodesh Ve Maser Kodesh. It's only that she's Kodesh, that the Shabbos is Kodesh, but not the acts of Shabbos have the status of Kodesh. So now the Gemara asks this question. Bishlama Laman Dama Daraisa. According to the Man Dama that says that Maisa Shabbos also Daraisa, Amtu Lohokipati Rabbanan. Now we can understand the opinion of the Rabbanan, why if there was a Shechita on Shabbos, there will not be a Chiv Dal Vehei, according to the opinion of Rab Shimon. Since Mais Shabbos are Osim Midaraisa, so it falls into the category of a Shechita Shein Aruya, and Rab Shimon's opinion is that for a Shechita Shein Aruya, there's no Chiv of Dal Vehei. El Amanda Amad Rabbanan, according to the Amanda Omer, that the Shechita on Shabbos is only also with Rabbanon, so it is a Shechita Harui Midaraisa, and my Patri Rabbanon, so why wouldn't you be Chayiv Dalet Vehei? So ask the Achroinim, even if we'll say that the Maisa Shabbos is only also with Rabbanon, you now have Hanor from the Rabbanon, so shouldn't that make it into a Shechita Shein Aruya? So one Teretz given is a fairly simple Teretz. The purpose of the Rabbanon's are to create chumris, not to create a kula. Here, if we're going to say that midaraisa it's a good shechita, midrabbanon it's not a good shechita, it'll turn out that because of the rabbanon he won't be chayiv dal vehei. The purpose of the gzeiros of rabbanon are to create chumris, not to create a kula. That's one pshat that I saw in the Achrayim. Another pshat I saw is a very fundamental pshat. We know, we've discussed many times, there's a concept of Issa Cheftza and Issa Gavra. An item itself could be Asur, or the Issa could be on the Gavra, that the person cannot have Hanah from this item. Say the Achroinim. Something that's Asur Midaraisa is an Issa Cheftza. Something, however, which is only Asur Midrabbanon is an Issa Gavra. So they explain. The Maisa Shabbos, if it's Osim Midaraisa, so then it's going to be considered a Issa Cheftza, and it's going to be considered a Shechita Shein Aruya. However, if we say that it's only Osir Midarabonon, then it's not an Issa Cheftza, it's only an Issa Gavra. And an Issa Gavra cannot turn it into a Shechita Shein Aruya. So now the question is, Back to our Gemara. Why buy, if there was a shechita on Shabbos by another individual, why will the ganef be part on Dal Vehei? He didn't do the shechita, but he's chayiv for the shechita Dal Vehei. And says the Gemara, when the Chachamim say that he's not chayiv Dal Vehei, and the brice that we began this shir, it's talking about the shara on the other cases of avodah zara of a shara niskal. But indeed, in the case of Shabbos, the Rabbanim will agree that the shoichit will be chayiv misa for the chil Shabbos, and the ganef will be chayiv Dal Vehei. Ask the Gemara, going back to that brisa, from Meya, my mechayiv shoichit l'avodah zara, why in the case of shechitah avodah zara will Rameya hold that the ganef is chayiv Dal Vehei, kiven the shochet b'purta osra? As soon as he made the incision in the animal, it becomes osur because it's an avodah zara. Idoch, so the rest of the animal, when it's geshochten, is suri and oil. It's considered something that's not the owner's. It's a avodah zara. V'loy de marika tavach. So he's not the ganef, or anyone who's shechting this animal is no longer shechting an animal that belongs to someone else. And you only chayv dal v'hei when you shecht someone else's animal. And furthermore, you only chayv dal v'hei at the end of the shechita. So what we have here is that by the time the ganef ought to be chayv dal v'hei, which is at the end of the shechita, it wasn't the owner's anymore, because it lost being the status of being the owner. It became osur b'hana at the moment that the first incision was made. And we have here machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to understand the Gemara. Rashi says that this Gemara actually reflects a question that we're going to be discussing of how does the Torah view shechita. One opinion is ein l'shechita el b'sof. Shechita is only considered shechita at the last second when the shechita is completed. According to him, according to that opinion, our Gemara's question is not a question. However, there is another opinion, the yeshdom l'shechita metchila v'atzoif. The shechita begins from the first moment. If shechita begins from the first moment, so then we have a gvaldig akasha, explains Rashi. The animal became avodah zara from the first incision. But dal v'hei, you're only chayiv, as we're going to learn later in the Gemara, at the end of the shechita. But by the time the chiv of dal v'hei will come, it's not the owner's, it's a piece of avodah zara. Tosfos, however, says that even if we hold ein l'shechita el l'psof, that's an irregular act of shechita. But says Tosfos, everybody agrees that as far as avodah zara is concerned, as soon as the first incision in the animal was made l'shem avodah zara, it's considered that the animal becomes osur b'hanah because it is avodah zara. This has nothing to do, says Tosfos, with the question of ein l'shechita el b'sof or yeshna l'shechita metchil v'atzof. But then Tosfos asks another question. Why, as we learned at great length earlier in our perek, that if the ganef does a shinui, it becomes his, don't we say that as soon as the ganef does the beginning of the shechita, we certainly have a shinui maisa? He's shechting the animal. And that animal should be considered his animal. And therefore, by the time the chiv of dal v'hei comes, which is only, as we've been saying, at the end of the shechita, he's not shechting the owner's animal. Shaleihu toveich. He's shechting his own animal because it became his animal through the original act of incision, of making the first cut in the animal's neck. Answers Tosfos. And this is the way the Baruch Tam helps us understand what Tosfos says, that Shinui Maisa without a Shinui Hashem is not considered a Shinui Maisa. And therefore he says here, although we certainly have a Shinui Maisa, that the person's cutting into the neck of the animal, but it's not considered a killed, slaughtered animal until the Shechita is finished. So we don't say that there was a Shinui Maisa just with the original act of shechita. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava. So how do we understand how would he be chayiv dal v'hei Amarava, but we explicitly pointed out that he doesn't want it to become an Avodah Zarah until the Shechita is completed. Since he doesn't want it to become an Avodah Zarah until the Shechita is completed, so the Chiv of Dal V'Hei and the Chiv of Avodah Zarah come at the same time, and the animal is considered the owner's animal until that point. Ask the Gemara, Shara Niskel, a shor that was condemned to be killed. Again, we have the same question. Is sura nahu? It's us to have a nor from such an animal. And if you're not allowed to have a nor from such an animal, again, don't we have the situation, the lav the marika tavach? He's not shechting the animal that belongs to someone else. This animal is us bahanor. Amar Rava, answers Rava, hakim ma'iskinen, kigon shemasru l'shoima. We're referring to a case where the owner gave the shor to a shoimer. And the hizik base shomer, and the animal did damage in the house of the shomer. For who are the base shomer? And not only did it do hizik in the home of the shomer, it became a muad. And once it became a muad, the nigma dina of base shomer, and in the shomer's house, it was condemned to be killed. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Rameya's opinion is based savlak Reb Yaakov, the savlak Reb Shimon. Rameya's opinion is based on the opinion of Yaakov and an opinion of Shimon. Savlak Reb Yaakov, davim af mishenig medinai, hechzir Hashem lebalam muhsa. The halacha is that obviously if a shomer is watching someone else's animal, he has to return that animal. The halacha is, says Reb Yaakov, that even if the animal was condemned to death, he could give back that animal. He's giving back an animal that's worthless. He could still say, harei shachaz lefanechem. And as we've been explaining this concept earlier, because the animal externally looks like the same animal that it always was. So we have here a situation of Hezek Shena Nikr. Hezek Shena Nikr Lo Shmei Hezek. And therefore, Hechziru Shomer Lebalam Muchsar. The Shomer could give back this very animal to the owner. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Solak of Shimon. Rav Shimon's opinion is that Dov Agarim L'Momen K'Momen Domi. That if I cause somebody a benefit, it's considered like money. The Tanan of Shimon Omer, Kachm Shechayev Bechriyusen, Chayev. The halacha is that, as we've been learning, that if somebody steals an animal from Hegdish, the dinam of Kefil, the dinam of Dal Vehei don't apply. But we know that when somebody is Magdish an animal, there are two ways he can be Magdish it. He can be Magdish it as a nether, or he can be Magdish it as an adova. A nether is where he says harei zu. He specifies the animal. A nedava is where he says harei alai. On me there's an obligation. What's the difference between a nether and a nedava? By a nether, if the animal ends up dying or something happens to the animal, he doesn't have an obligation to replace the animal. But by a nedava, if something happens to the animal, he has to replace it. So even if somebody steals an animal, according to Reb Shimon, that was a nedava, and normally, as we've been learning, the Torah says, shor re'eyu v'loy shor shel hagdish. If someone steals an animal that's a nedava, he's chayiv the kefil and dal v'hei, because he did cause the owner a loss. Because the owner has to replace the animal if the animal ends up being lost. So now, Alma, he obviously holds Dovah Garim Kumam and Kumam Dami. So now we combine the opinions. Somebody indeed stole a Shor HaNiskel from the Shomer's home. And we're saying that ostensibly a Shor HaNiskel has no value because it's condemned to death. However, says our Gemara, it does have value. Because if the animal were still by the Shomer, Reb Yaakov says that you can return that very animal, even though it's an animal that has to be killed. Now, by the ganef, killing the animal, stealing and killing the animal, he takes that opportunity away from the shomer, and the shomer is going to have to replace it with a real animal. So he caused him a loss. And we have Rav Shimon's opinion, the davar garim lamamin kamamin dami. Says the Gemara, we explained at the beginning of our shir that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rameya. And therefore, Rameya does subscribe, even though he may hold of the concept of Kimlei B'Drabimnei, but by Malkus and Tashlumim, he doesn't hold of the concept of Kimlei B'Drabimnei. Ask the Gemara, Omer of Kahana. Amritza L'Shmatz Kamed Rav Zvid Men Ador. I said over this Gemara that we learned today to Rav Zvid, and he said to me, Mi Motzis Mukbis Masnisen Kramei Kreb Shimon. Kaku, he said, Amish doesn't follow the opinion of Ramei, follow the opinion of Ramei, not Rav Shimon. V'Ketani Sefer, we learned in the last words of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Paita B'Shnei Elu. Rav Shimon says that in the last two cases, that somebody shechted an animal, Chulun Ba'Zora, or somebody shechted an animal that's a treifa, since it's a shechita she'neruya, he's not chayiv dalvahei. Mechlal, the Bekulam Asnisen, then the rest of the Mishnah, Maida, he does hold that the rest of the Mishnah does follow the opinion of Rav Shimon. But now we're saying that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya, not of Rav Shimon. Amli loy. It doesn't mean that the rest of the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rameya. Mechlal, the Maida betavach, or machal or fool or klovim. The only time he agrees, the cases that Rav Shimon is referring to are to the last four cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah spoke about a case where somebody shechted for refuah, somebody shechted to feed the animal to dogs, somebody shechted chulun ba'zara, and somebody shechted an animal that's a treifa. And what the Mishnah means to say is that Rav Shimon holds that the cases where it's a shechita she'ena ruya, when it was shechted chulun ba'zara or treifa, there Rav Shimon is going to hold that the shechita is a shechita she'ena ruya, and he's not chayv dal vehei. In the other cases, he is Chayiv. In the other cases, he is Dalvehei. But regarding the first part of the Mishnah, which talks about doing a Shechita on Yom Kippur, that wasn't a subject that Rav Shimon was addressing at all. And that part of the Mishnah doesn't at all have anything to do with Rav Shimon or his opinion. Rather, as we learned at the beginning of this year, that part of the Mishnah reflects the opinion of Rameya, who says that by Malkus V'Tashlumim, we don't apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabimnei.